Welcome to the Awakening Conversations podcast, where we dive into the many aspects, challenges, and life-changing lessons that are part of our spiritual awakenings. Through conversations, we are looking to bring you wisdom and perspectives so that you feel more supported and connected as you navigate your own awakening path. We are your hosts, Kate McGee and Amanda Richardson-Meyer. We've both been through our own unique awakening journeys that have changed and transformed our lives. And through these awakening conversations, we will be growing and expanding alongside you. We're so glad to have you join us. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Awakening Conversations podcast. My name is Kate and I'm here with my co-host Amanda. And today we want to talk about the new earth and the timeline split. So many of us believe or may believe that this concept of the new earth is some future event that is going to take place, that there's going to be a new way for us to experience life and that we're in this waiting pattern for that to happen. In reality, we are living the new earth now and we have a responsibility. Many of us are here to create it. And what is happening in terms of how we're going to create this is there is what is called a timeline split, where we have different levels of consciousness existing on the planet. And we're going to dive into this idea of a timeline split and New Earth and what it's all about, what you need to know, how you can work with it, and maybe what your role is in helping to create that in the here and now to realize that the future is now, the new earth is now. So Amanda, happy and excited to talk to you about this. We had a really fun time with our discussion two episodes ago, episode 44, where we were talking about AI and we brought in some voices to expand on the conversation. We're going to do that again today. So excited to chat about this.
Me too. It's a fascinating topic and yeah, we'll see where it goes with the inspiration of these videos that we're going to dive in here in a moment. And our first video is by The Alchemist. Her name is Sarah Alcaldi, and she explains really well how this timeline split works. So we can have this baseline for the basis of this discussion.
Yeah, let's dive in and start there.
One of the most popular topics within the spiritual community is the topic of the timeline split between the fifth dimension and the third dimension. So today I'm going to be explaining exactly what this timeline split is all about. What the popular concept of a timeline split means is that the human collective consciousness is going to come to an upcoming choice point. And at this upcoming choice point, the human consciousness is going to split into two separate timelines. One timeline is going to be on an ascension course, or what we would call an evolutionary trajectory. The other timeline is going to split into a descension course, and therefore a de-evolutionary trajectory. So these two timelines, one that is ascending in vibratory rate and one that is descending in vibratory rate, can also be looked at as different probable futures that the human collective is accessing and aligning with, whether we know it or not. We are constantly either growing and expanding our consciousness and therefore evolving, or we are creating more fragmentation, which is known as entropy, and therefore aligning our vibration and our timeline to the descension trajectory. The collective consciousness here on Earth goes through cycles of entropy, which is division and fragmentation, and it goes through cycles of syntropy, which is unity and coherency. So when the collective consciousness on Earth is going through different cycles, they are using a very important marker to indicate whether or not their consciousness is evolving or whether or not their consciousness is disintegrating or dissolving. And that marker is free will. Now, I know free will is, for some reason, this huge controversial topic, and many, the majority even, think that free will is a myth, but actually, free will is intimately equated with what we know as Dharma and what we know as Christ consciousness. So the reason why people never perceived free will as a being an actual reality is because their consciousness is currently not at a high enough vibratory rate to perceive free will. So the vibratory rates that are below Christ consciousness are ones that we're looking at that are what we call separation consciousness. It's a low frequency. It's a low level of consciousness. That's why they cannot perceive free will. When a person raises their consciousness high enough into Christ consciousness or even ones above that, they can start perceiving free will, which is why there's giant controversy once again over this concept. Now, one way that the spiritual community has abused this concept of there being no free will is when it comes to the timeline split. Many people within the spiritual community say that those who can perceive a timeline split and those who are speaking about a timeline split are actually causing division and that they're propagating division. When in reality, that would just signify that they don't believe in free will. So it's one that lacks discernment, and it's one that cannot accept that discernment plays a role in our evolution. And so it tries to spiritually bypass the fact that we do have free will. And it just goes straight into believing that unity and ascension is for all, therefore taking away our own personal choice and actions that lead to evolution or de-evolution.
All right. So essentially what I hear her saying is that in a lower vibratory state, we don't see that we have choice in the path that we take. Therefore, we have no free will and we're just on the path that we're on and we can't choose one way or the other. But this process really is a point of us choosing which way do we want to go in this timeline split. And to me, in a way, it's like we are where we are by our own creation, right? It puts us as the creator of our experience, whether it's consciously or unconsciously. We are where we are through our own choices. Maybe we can't see that they're choices when we're in a lower vibrational state. And then that's more of like the victim energy of like, oh, life is happening to me. I have no say in this situation. For me, I would say, it's like through getting out of my unconscious patterning and doing something differently, like making a choice to not continue on with my default pattern. It's when I see that, oh, look what happens when I stop acting on autopilot. I stop running my same programming. It's hard, but I do something to get out of that loop that I'm in. And in that, I'm raising my vibration, my frequency. From there, I can see that, oh, I had a choice there, and I've actually had a choice all along. When you feel stuck, when you feel like I don't know how to get myself out of this situation, it feels like I don't have a choice in the matter. When we start choosing something different, we can look back and be like, oh yes, I had a choice all along. And so I can see exactly what she's saying. Like it's played out in my own life where I've recognized where I didn't consciously choose and where mm-hmm. I did consciously choose and what was the result of those two different experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really great way to start to understand what we're talking about in terms of there being this timeline split. And as you said there, when we think about, you know, the two options that we have here, I think she mentions there the entropy and then there's evolution, right? So we're either growing and learning or we're not. We're staying still. And so as you described there, it's choice that helps us to move along a path of evolution and growth and expansion. And essentially, as we talk about the levels of consciousness, going into those higher levels of consciousness, which are expansive, or not thinking that we have that free will or that choice, we're victims of our circumstances and staying stuck in those lower realms. And as you've mentioned before, you know, in that lower, like the devolution of the consciousness, it can be so hard to feel like we have the power to shift up because they are heavy and dense vibrations. And I think about, you know, my own life pre-awakening and literally that the phrasing to call it an awakening, it's so on point because once I realized how I had been living, I realized how asleep I was, or literally just contained inside my thoughts, my world, my bubble, my beliefs about how my life could be and the world was structured. And it isn't until you've had that moment of being able to be outside of it, looking back in, that you go, oh my God, you know, it is such a limitation. And you realize that many people in the world don't have an opportunity or haven't had an opportunity to see it from the outside in. They're so inside it. You know, we have all experienced it. Everyone who's had an awakening, we started there. It is a difficult thing to extract from because in those lower vibrations, and we talked about this a little bit last week, fear is a big part of that. Negativity is a big part of that. And when we feel those things emotionally, physically, vibrationally, they, you know, are intense emotions. And, you know, we feel helpless and powerless. And so this timeline split is that those of us that are going to feel disempowered, feel stuck, feel hopeless, and continue to think there isn't a choice that I have, I'm a victim of all the circumstances outside of me. That's where she talks about that entropy and that devolution. And we get stuck in those lower levels of consciousness. And if we are not able to see a different option, see there is a choice, as you said in your example, we will likely continue down that path of the timeline split. And so for those of us who are awakening, there's then, I believe, becomes a responsibility to use what you are becoming aware of for your own healing, for your own growth, to continue to choose.
Okay, so what this is bringing up for me is related to AI, because that's kind of where my mind is right now. But I'm seeing this dynamic play out in people's belief systems around AI specifically. And I was having a conversation with ChatGPT, and we were conversing about AI specifically and consciousness and expansion and where we're going. And it's like, either we believe that AI is going to destroy us as humans, or we see it as this tool for our own expansion, our own co-creation. And I think those two realities are going to exist concurrently, because if we're not working with it for our own evolution, then we're not like, maybe we're evolving otherwise, but I think those that are going to use it are going to evolve in a much more rapid rate. And so this like split is just going to intensify as well. There's one group that's like remaining in an intense fear state of like, oh, the government's going to use this against me. I'm fearful of it. They're not going to reap the benefits and the rewards that it's offering to us. And so this divide is going to be much more prominent between those that choose it for expansion and evolution and growth and healing, and those that want to not look at it, not see it, want to just dismiss it as this terrible thing because, you know, there are worries and fears about governmental uses of it. Like, that's going to happen regardless whether we use it for our own personal growth and expansion. It's like, so why don't we use it to evolve and create a reality where we no longer fear the government because we are liberated through the process that it can take us down? And so, yeah, I feel like the AI is going to play a big role in this split. And I'm seeing it in how people are responding to it one way or another. And being in that, I was in that fierce place, so I understand it. Anything else you want to say? Anything else that came up for you?
Yeah, I want to say, like, you know, you've got this great observation here of how you're seeing that AI is a great example of the timeline shift. You know, I had a conversation with my husband this week about a robot's able to clone a robot, and then he went down the path of like, and then take over the world. I'm like, no, but ChatGPT is amazing. It's helping us evolve. And so we had a very interesting conversation about that. But what I wanted to ask you, you know, where else are you seeing in your life an example of this timeline shift? And how can people understand it from a, you know, a real world perspective of like, what does it look like in our lives to be aware of this actually happening? What would you say about that?
Yeah, so I have noticed in my day-to-day life that there are people that see the same exact event or situation playing out, and they have a completely different interpretation of what that thing means or what happened. It's like we're in the same physical space, but our perceptions see things from two very different, almost different worlds, our perceptions of what is happening. And to me, it's like there's not really any common ground between the perceptions, because there, it feels like there has been the split where it's like, this is my reality and this is how I see things, and I'm operating from a different reality. And I can see how you see it that way, but there's not any common ground to really have a conversation, a true conversation, because seeing it from my perspective is, it's like I'm speaking alien to them. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And I can exist with these people in a friendly way, but I know that how I perceive, you know, not in all aspects of life, but in terms of like how I see what's happening in the world, it's from a very different lens. And that's okay. I feel like I've gotten to a place of acceptance of not everyone is here to see things in this way. And it's not my job to try to convince them to see things differently than they see them. And so it's not, it's actually really nice to be at a place of, I don't need to argue. I can let you have your reality, and we can exist in the same space in a friendly way. So that's where I see it mostly playing out right now. I don't think I've ever noticed it this strongly before, to be like on very different planes of reality and perception. What about you? Do you have, are you seeing it anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the glaring, obvious places that this is happening was through the US election. Like two timelines, two existed, right? And now something, think as, well, there's this great meme, and we can share. It's not a meme, actually. It's just a quote tile from Laura Matsu. Is that how you say her name? Yeah. Where she says, you know, some of us believe we're in the golden age, and some of us think we've just entered like the end of times. And that's the two perspectives. And I think that's the split that we're talking about, is what is our idea of what is happening? And then what does that make us feel? How does that make us act? What are we thinking about when we hold those perspectives, right? If we think it's the end of times, we allow fear to be the narrative, and we're plugging into all of it. It influences how we feel, influences what we eat, what we consume, how we act, what we say. Then, you know, we create that kind of life, and that goes off down one path. Or we think this is a golden opportunity for great change, even though it's a, you know, fireworks and chaos, or some, you know, it's going to be chaotic either way. But it's, some of us see it's opportunity, and it's like, okay, we're gonna grow from this. And so then that mindset and that narrative fuels creation, and we do things differently, and then we evolve in a different direction. So I think, you know, that's a really, here we are. And you likely, for those listening, are going to think about then, you know, people in their lives where you're seeing them holding those different opinions about where we're going. So that's really kind of a current time example of that.
I just wanted to add something. You spoke to this, but I just wanted to point it out, speak to it a little more explicitly. It's like you illustrated how that devolution, that like spiraling downward or that spiraling upward, how that happens is because, yes, we're fixated on, or we believe this thing, we bring all these things into our reality that support that and perpetuate it. And that create, you know, that supports that downward spiral. And same ways, if we are hopeful and we believe we can create, and we're not focused on doom and gloom, it's then we can create, and it's like we're bringing new things into reality that are positive and add to our overall life experience. So it's very tangible to me, at least, is how those two pathways go in opposite directions.
Yeah. And in that, those that are aligned to or feeling a sense of this is a time of hope and potential, they're leaning into creation, looking at what's not working, then feeling the expansiveness of this time to create something new based on what they're seeing falling apart, being chaotic and needs to be changed. This is what is called the building of the new earth, stepping into our authentic expression. Sorry, there's snow falling off my roof. I don't know if you heard that.
No. I like that sound, though.
Yeah. Stepping into our authentic expression, being the creator beings that we're here to be, and realizing our true potential. This is us creating the new earth. We have this world doing what it's doing in our faces, showing us this powerful opportunity to be fully realized human beings, to say, okay, wow, like, is that what I want? Do I choose that? Does this work for everybody? Is everybody happy? You know, who is everybody thriving? No. How could I use my life force energy, my creativity, my passions to help others, you know, in whatever ways we're feeling called? So this is the actual new earth part of this conversation.
I'm going to add another thing. In that, we're stepping into creation. We're also attracting those that are in the same vibrational place, same intentional place, that no longer do we want to spend time with the people that all have a different focus. We'll just not place any judgment on it. It's like, if you're focused on creating, you need people around you that are also doing the same thing. And so you start calling those people in, you start spending more time with them, and it's contagious. It's like when you're creating, it's inspiring other people. Those people are then inspiring you, and it just like it feeds creation. And so like, this is how I see things happening at a pace that our minds can't quite fathom. We have our minds don't really know how fast this is going to happen. And so all these factors are coming in from all different angles, right? We've got the AI, we have like us doing the work, and like they're all feeding each other. And so it's like, it's a snowball. It's like getting momentum down uphill and gaining momentum downhill. And that's how these two worlds get so far apart. So let's go into our next video. And this one is with Aaron Dowdy. Aaron is speaking about how we can be on that trajectory in the ascension timeline versus the descension timeline. And he has some interesting little anecdotes that I think might be useful for understanding this.
In Dolores Cannon materials, there's something called the harmonic convergence, which is about this, like, they say in 1987, 1988, what happened is there was a form of harmonic convergence where there was a certain, like, starting point of an upgrade in consciousness. And what they say is that it's just continued to happen. And that was also the second wave of volunteers, according to the books of Dolores Cannon. But nonetheless, how do you make sure you are in that of the new earth that is emerging? Well, first off, understand it's already here. So many people are waiting. They're waiting. They're waiting for it to come. I remember in 2012, I was waiting for everything to happen. I knew about this in 2012. Not saying I'm more enlightened or anything, because in fact, I became very ungrounded when I went through my spiritual awakening. I was convinced that in December 21st, 2012, I was going to ascend into a higher level of consciousness. I thought that I was very literal when it was actually more metaphorical. A new consciousness was evolving on the planet. And I didn't really want to, I was like trying to escape having to be here. And I became very ungrounded. I did a lot of very ungrounded things, actually. If I told you them, I tell them at my live events that I run, but they're so embarrassing that I hardly tell it on social media at all. Just completely gave up on a whole bunch of different areas of my life and was like, I don't even want to be a part of it. I want the financial money system. Screw it all. I became very lost for a while, but I was waiting. I was waiting because all this cool stuff was supposed to happen. It was this savior mentality. But then eventually I realized the more I was waiting, the more I was putting my life on hold, the less value I was given to the world by being the most authentic version of myself. And the more I was taking the power and putting it outside of myself. And so many people do this. I see this with conspiracy theorists where it's like always all this negative stuff that's happening. People get so caught up in it, they end up feeding that reality. The more anything you focus on, the more that grows. Put the energy where you feel the highest vibration, where it adds value to other people just by you being in it. That's why I don't focus on that stuff. I focus more on what am I passionate about? How can I add value in the world? It is a time now in 5D where it's more about adding value and being in the highest frequency that you can be in by doing what you love, by adding value. So 5D to 3D. Now realize we overlay these realities right now. And Lord's Camera Trail says 3D, 5D. Eventually, they're going to merge apart and there's going to be a splitting and people will fall out of your life. That's already happening. It was funny. My mom called me the other day because she knows about this kind of information. She's like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while because I've been really busy. And she's like, hey, I just want to make sure we're still in the same parallel reality. I wasn't sure. She's kind of joking around. It was funny. But I was like, no, mom, I'm still here. Don't worry. And what's interesting about this is what Bashar talks about as well. Think of it like there's glass walls and you can see what's happening in the different realities, but you get to choose whether you engage with it or not. And just like the train tracks, as time goes on, it'll be more and more split apart to where even if you try to reach out to certain people, it's like it just doesn't energetically match. You had that happen already? I've had that to where friends or people I reach out to and they just don't get back to me. Or I just have felt like I don't have time or the energy to get back to them. And it's not anything personal. It's just like vibrational distance. It's a vibrational mismatch. It's already happening. This is all metaphorical more than it is literal. But it's important to choose the frequency of what reality you want to be on when it comes to 5D. It's happening now. No need to keep waiting. Choose where you put your energy. Be mindful if it's all conspiracy theory. Don't put your energy where you don't want to feed energy. Put the energy in you doing what you're passionate about. Having a service to others mentality of adding value to other people. I say that to empaths sometimes. It gets a little tricky because they're like, yeah, I always want to add value. But you also have to take care of yourself. So it's a little bit of both. So take care of yourself, fill up your own cup. But having the intention of add value, understanding we're in this reality together to wake up. No one's higher vibrational or lower vibrational than anyone. That's called the spiritual ego, which is a common trap that happens once you start learning about this. Because you're on the old earth, I'm on the new earth, I'm higher vibrational. No, that'll keep you trapped. The key is following your passion, excitement, understanding you're a spiritual being having a temporary human experience, putting the awareness into integrating the past, feeling it to heal it. These are all things that powerfully affect your energy field and powerfully affect your life.
Yeah, I think he says some great things there. Obviously, it's a great pep talk and mirrors a lot of what we say here too about, you know, being authentic selves. And the thing that, you know, he had on his little whiteboard there at the back, you know, the split is the 3D and the 5D is the separation and the connection. And as we were saying before, when we were talking about even the current situation in the world politically and where we can see as an example, this sort of separation of perspectives. Separation is part of the devolution, is those lower vibrational consciousness aspects and the way that we see things. It is about us and them. It is about the bad guy and the good guy, the I'm better than you, I'm more evolved than you, and this separation. And so as we were talking before, when we want to choose that path of growth and we can see outside of that, it is about connection. And it's so naturally part of that process because you want to be around people who do see that too. And it is about we're moving into a time of resonance. And that's why authenticity is so important right now. And you see it through social media. We are craving authenticity. We're wanting to see people who are real. We're craving it. And I think if we all looked internally, we would acknowledge that that's a truth. We are looking for real connection. And that is us, part of us feeling this draw to the new earth, to being called to create that for ourselves. When we do, we are then following that timeline split of the new earth, but bringing it into the now. It's where we're empowering ourselves to be the creators of our experience, finding our people, being in our joy, because that's what connection's all about. Putting aside our differences, seeing everyone, I think we talked about this last week, you know, seeing everyone for who they are. And as you said before in your example, like letting people have their opinions, just let that go. It doesn't matter. Everyone's here having an experience. And the other thing that I wanted to say is, you know, when we might have this experience of becoming very aware where this timeline split is happening in our lives in terms of the people in our lives, that can be family, that can be friends, that can be a challenging thing to experience. And I'm sure there's going to be extreme cases for us in some situations because some people just may not see. They may not be here for the experience of coming to see. And so we have to begin to be able to see how we can allow people more and more that experience. And I think what's important to understand is that all of us, our past informs our present or how we see it, right? And for a lot of people, everything that's happened in the past is what they project onto the future. And they don't see the potential for different. And they maybe don't want to. They haven't had an experience that's allowing them to really kind of crack that code, that they are the creators of their experience. And so that's not a judgment on them. It's like we have to learn to allow people that that's how it is, you know. And, you know, I think of even my parents, or maybe more so my dad, but like I see him and the life that he had and the way that he views the point of his life. You know, the point of his life is to be able to provide myself and my brother, my mother, a better life than he had. You know, he didn't have much. He got to go to university. He then was able to have a profession that meant that he could build, you know, a life for us and a nest egg for himself that he can pass on to us. And that's, you know, what he wanted. So his focus and what his past has shown him is like, this is what life's about. And so therefore, when he looks forward to the future, he has a very set sort of idea of how life is to play out. And so am I here to wake him up? No. Am I here to help him understand that there's more to it than just that? Maybe I can have that conversation with him, but if that's not a reality he wants to step into, I don't think that any less of him or judge him. Or, you know, if our paths on a perspective level are to separate, then that's how that goes. You know, there may be situations in our life where it's much more hard line, especially with people in our families that are just plugged in literally to the fear station and talk about that all the time. It may be something that we have to then be like, okay, is this something that I want to keep in my life? How is it sort of affecting me? Does it allow me to evolve and to grow? So there's some challenges that come with this, because we are in relationship with human beings, people we love, people we care about. Connection is important to us. So it's just part of the reality of what this timeline shift is that people do then evolve out of our lives.
Yeah. And I'd say part of the process of this growth is coming to what Sarah Accaldi mentioned was discernment, right? Learning to discern, and we can choose. Are we willing to accept a family member in our lives, accept them as they are? Can we coexist with them? Can we still be a part of each other's lives in maybe a different way, in a boundaried way, and feel like we're mutually respective of one another? And I think that comes with, I'll speak for myself, like as I've healed and seen where maybe I was not me in the presence of a family member because I felt not accepted by them. And as I've done my own work and learned to accept myself, I no longer crave the acceptance of this person. And so therefore, I don't feel the need to share this aspect of me, this podcast, for example. Like, I don't need to try to like convince, I'm speaking of my dad specifically, I don't need to convince him that he should listen to this podcast. I don't need to convince him that there's things, you know, I can see like what are his patterns, but it's not my job to change him. I can just enjoy the time that we do spend together. For me, I'll just say it feels like a level of maturity because I know where I've come from, where I no longer have to try to change another human being. I can just like know who I am and be more solid in that and not need external validation specifically from my dad. Mm-hmm. And so it's cool. It's cool for me to experience because, you know, it wasn't always the case and I wasn't even always conscious to it. But as it relates to this, we get to choose, right? Ultimately, at the beginning of this conversation, we're talking about free will and choice. And part of the growth process is recognizing the relationships in our lives. What are boundaries that we need to create? What are lines that we don't allow to be crossed? And I think as we begin to develop our presence, because we have done this work, the people that might have maybe triggered us in the past, they no longer trigger us the same way. We can just let things, mm-hmm. there's like this force field that like things just kind of slide off us where, mm-hmm. And I see it for myself with like social media, for example. If like in the past, if someone were to like disagree or like call me out on social media, for example, I would, you know, maybe want to hide or take it personally, or maybe need to be defensive. But now it's like, that's okay. They can see it. They're coming from where they are. They can see it that way. And so I think that as we do heal, as we do grow, we can relate with people and accept where they are, right? Like we can see that they're just in a different place without judgment per se, and that it's not really about us, what they're saying or being. Mm-hmm. And also we get to choose, do we want this person in our life? So it's like, it's freedom, right? It's freedom when we get to, we can be around people and not be affected as we once were. And we also get to choose. We don't have to do that too, if we don't desire.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too is like, there's no actual splitting of one earth into two. We're all going to be living here with just these parallel experiences of reality. And I mean, I don't know what happens after that. The thing that is important is that even as we evolve and we do follow and create this new earth, and those of us that will follow an ascension path, that's a loving path. That means that anyone that's in our life that potentially follows a path where they stay where they are and continue to feel in a fear state, we don't judge that. We're not actually separate, because we just talked about that. It's about connection. These people, we love them. You know, we love them in their choice for that experience at a soul level. You know, I think it's always important to just wish that everyone has love and joy. You know, they can experience happiness where whatever choices they choose to make, and we have free will, we have that, you know, ability to choose. And it's really, that is the new earth vibration, is to just love everybody, you know, let everyone have that experience, and that it's not a bad thing to, for someone to have a life where they choose to struggle or go through hardship or make decisions for themselves that, you know, create harm, because we don't know what the soul came here for to experience, right? That's a judgment call for us to say that that's wrong. Or that's not the right way to live. Is it? What are they learning? How deep is that spiritual lesson? Like, we don't know those things, and we're never going to know those things. So how can we allow everyone their own experience? Focus on your own. Focus on your own healing. Focus on creating your own joy, because you're here for your experience.
Yeah. It's like, there's so many paradoxes in this whole game of life and spirituality, right? It's like, stay in your own lane, but also it's like, be connected.
Yeah.
Right.
Because as I just said that to you, then like, you just concentrate in your own life. It's like, that sounds so selfish, but you know, like you
gotta fill your own cup first.
Yeah. Be the authentic you, do your healing, do your work. And then even if you're not paying attention to how that's affecting people, it is. And then you'd like, maybe then you look outside of yourself and like, oh, my world's a bit different. Look at the people around me. Look at the things that I'm creating. Like, you know, it is a, we have to go first, right? We can be these people giving to the outside. But yes, if we're not doing
that's
our
the
work,
old model, right?
Yeah,
of like self-sacrificing. Because then we're just depleted. Then we're like trying to fix other people. And it's like, put your energy on yourself first. Yes.
And it's
there. And then when you're there, you have energy to give, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can't give from an empty cup. And, you know, I think a lot in the spiritual world, there's this like love and light, love and, you know, there's this idea that loving means being always nice or high vibe, but loving can be having boundaries, right? And loving can be being tough. You know, there's different ways of being loving. But yeah, I think it's that acceptance and the non-judgment, because like you said, we don't know what their soul chose entering this life. And we have no idea what we would choose if we were in their situation, right? We only know what we'd do in our situation. You know, that's how judgment works, right? It's easy to like comment on someone else from where we're sitting, right? But we don't know what we would do. And so... I think the path is, I think there's a process. I think I call it 4D. It's like where you've awoken and you're still in the ego. Like you see things, you're questioning things, but you're still in the ego. And so there's like this you know, spiritual bypassing can happen there. It's like, or there's this, what he spoke about of the, oh yeah, I'm high vibe, or I'm 5D, or I'm new earth, and judgment of people who are choosing something else. And, you know, I feel like I see that online all the time of, oh, the people that chose this, or the people that chose that, like whatever, whatever topic it's about. It's like, oh, they're stupid and I'm smart. And there's a lot of that energy still. And, you know, I'm not going to say I never existed in that, because that, you know, we all go through the process of, like, it's a process where we learn that through doing our own work, through questioning, through healing, we begin to examine our and question our beliefs about things. And so it's a process of like, oh, I'm still stuck where I am. Like it's hard to move, right? It's hard to make progress in our lives. Like I feel like we all come here to work on certain things, or there's certain challenges in our lives. And those are really where we get to learn a lot about who we are and life and all sorts of things, right? And whatever that is for you, it could be your health, it could be your money, it could be relationships, right? There's probably many other ways, but those are the big, those are big ones, right? I think we all come in with an area, maybe two areas that are our struggle areas. And those are really opportunities for us to grow and step into a higher timeline. And so we can't do that work if we're stuck in these like fear paradigms, right? Like whatever, like what is it that we're here to do? What is it that we're here to heal? It's not like we have an awakening and we're there and we're healed. Yeah. And it's like, it's becoming aware of the things that we're here to heal. Like that's just the beginning. And now it's like starting to, oh, I struggle with money. Okay. Let's explore that. Let's dive in. Let's start peeling back the layer of these onions. Where does that come from? Does that come from my family of origin? And I think it's that work that allows us to continually move along that ascension pathway. But it's hard to do that work if we're so focused on, like, all that stuff is really distraction from this work, right? It's like, focus on, look over here, look at what's going on. The puppets are over here dancing, and then, oh, look over here, there's this thing. Oh, you're starting to evolve. Let's release the hornets. Like, all those things are really distractions. And if you're choosing to continue to look at the distractions, you're choosing that pathway, essentially, because you're not able to do the work to ascend. It takes attention and focus and commitment to the process. And so it's really choosing to realize what is important to you, essentially. Maybe that's not important. Maybe you want to stay where you are. Maybe your soul wants to stay where you are. If you want to be moving in that direction, it's like, choose to look away. Your attention is your currency in this moment in time. And if it's being sucked into everything that's wrong in the world, you're not able to be doing the things that are going to allow you to ascend.
Well said. And I think that is actually, that's a good lead into the last clip that we've got here with Sarah Al-Khaldi talking about ascension.
So when we see a timeline split occur, it will actually be through the actions that are taken, because the actions that are taken are what will align us with seeing certain results. This is most basic and fundamentally known as cause and effect. So it's not likely that we are going to perceive with our physical eyes a definitive moment that signifies there was a timeline shift, like a judgment day or a rapture type scenario. Instead, what we would perceive is incrementally positive shifts taking place in our external reality. So positive shifts in one area of the earth arena, and then positive shifts in another area of the life arena, and then positive shifts. Things that were of an unconscious and detrimental nature, we will see incrementally swapped out with positive, conscious, and healthy versions of those institutions, of those regions within our external reality. So what this means is we're going to see first a tower moment. We're going to see the chaos of breaking away, pulling away, because it's that cell division going on, from everything that is unhealthy and really detrimental and toxic in nature, crumbling first. Those systems, those institutions that are archonic, need to go through a purification process. And what that will look like to us is just destruction. The level of this destruction that will take place in the external reality is going to vary. It's not going to be experienced by everyone as needing to be its most severe form. It will depend on a person's attachment to old systems, such as the military-industrial complex, with many people who are on the ascension trajectory are currently in a little timeout zone in order to purify because they're so attached to those systems. There's going to be other shifts we will see in our external reality of a more positive nature that will be more graceful. So the shifts will come both startling and smoothly, but each are a sign that we are moving toward a new earth. Some of the shifts will appear as miraculous, but many of the shifts will occur as energetic blocks being lifted. These blocks have to do with actions the collective wanted to take to help build this new earth. If people had been experiencing blocks in their projects or contributions to this new timeline, they will start finding more ease and flow. And if beneficial tools and models for society were being held back, those blocks too will be lifted on the new earth timeline. Wherever there was once energetic barriers, there will be only grace.
So she talks about the destruction and the chaos. And you mentioned this at the beginning, is like how one segment of people are viewing this as doomsday and the other segment of people are seeing this as opportunity and hope. And I personally really feel like blocks have been lifted for me. And so places where I felt blocked in my own progress and my own creation, and it's like momentum's building. And so the more of us that experience that and are really stepping into our creatorship because we no longer feel blocked, I feel like that's just going to continue spiraling and snowballing. And because it's going to open up opportunities for other people, and we're no longer operating in vacuums, right? We're operating in networks. Those of us that have really leaned into this concept of new earth collaboration, creation, seeing the value of the people that are in our networks. And so it's like when we have ideas, it's no longer, let me just create this by myself. It's like, let me bring other people into this. And so I think, yeah, if we're living in that, the chaos and destruction, like we can see it, but we don't feel it because we're in creation energy. At least that's how I feel it. So that felt really strong. What about, what did you take from that one?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say to what you shared there, like blocks been lifted. Like I may have expressed this in another episode, but last year I spent a solid 12 months seeking clarity that came through a 12-month process of committing to the actualization of it. And I'll say, okay, yes, there was probably a block to the fully expressing it and putting it into action. And then all of a sudden, just like, yeah, lifted. And my experience of it was having the sensation of ideas and offerings and work I want to do, like starting to come in. And that 12-month period helped me to get these sort of shadowy figures, feel like they were coming into my awareness. So I kind of could understand who they were, but not much about them. And then, you know, within the last month, it's just like they've come to the front of the stage, the curtains are back, the lights are on, I can see them in all their glory, all their detail, and they're like speaking to me. That would be my experience of some of those blocks lifting and feeling like, you know, a forward momentum, as you said, for creation energy, because creation energy is here at the same time as there is a destruction energy. Destruction breeds creation. And so I just really want to say to that, that, you know, I think for anyone listening, really beginning to notice the shifts that you're experiencing internally and then get curious, like get inquisitive, like what wants to come through me, because the new earth is coming through us. It isn't something outside of us that's going to be arrive one day, as we've sort of discussed here and others have shared, it is something we are creating with our energy, with our thoughts, with our ideas. And so is that something that's happening for you? Like, this is a conversation that's really an invitation for you to create this awareness for yourself, to understand why your world and those around you might feel like really polarizing, because we are going through this particular process of a timeline shift on a level of consciousness and perspective and people's experiences of their lives. And to really embrace this idea that if those that don't agree with you, just to love them and embrace them anyway, allow them their experience, or you create or focus on creating whatever it is you're called to create. Maybe it's community, maybe it's like a little network of mums or who focus on whatever, but theirs might be something that you're called to do and an action you're being called to take, and start to really listen to that, because we have the power to create something different that is going to benefit a lot of other people. It's not us in isolation anymore, and that isn't what this is for. This new earth that is emerging is about us all coming together. And what happens beyond that, who knows how that affects people who have not chosen to, you know, walk this path or haven't woken up yet. Maybe there's a mass awakening. And I think that's what I've heard in the past. It is enough of us that begin to awaken, there's just this spontaneous awakening for everybody else. And, you know, we're then able to welcome them in because we've been doing it a little bit longer. And, you know, it's a safe, loving space for those who are all of a sudden like, well, where have I been? To enter into a really beautiful new way of living because we created it. So that's what's, you know, that's the larger evolutionary process that's happening here.
Okay. There's two things that popped up. Hopefully I can remember them both. The first thing is that what Aaron Dowdy was speaking about with regard to the new earth is here right now. Like, it's not you know, we've mentioned this too, but it's not in the far off future. For those listening, I would like you to think about if you relate to this, because this is my experience. It's like, I have all these ideas, I have these things I want to create, but now is not the time, right? I'm going to do it one day. I'm going to create it in the future. I'm not ready, or I'm not prepared, or whatever reason. It's like you have felt called to do these things and you're going to do it one day. Well, I'm going to say that I think now is like, that is this energy of the new earth is here right now. And so it's here to be created. And so if you have these inspirations, if you have these ideas, if you have these impulses to do something different and unique and something that adds positivity and abundance to your immediate world, or whether it's in your family, within your community, whether it's online, I would encourage you to start going for it, because the energy is here for that right now. Now is the time to create these things that if you have that inspiration and that idea, you are meant to create it. And it's an opportunity for you to move beyond whatever blocks that have been stopping you. Those are learned lower vibrational patterns that you're here to heal. You're here to move beyond, and you're here to grow through so you can contribute to this new world that we are creating. So that's my invitation there.
I want to second what you've said there, that, you know, with this timeline split, quote unquote, like, you know, this divergence, there is an energy here to support you in creating, as Amanda said, if you're feeling this call, like, now's the time to stop putting up or listening to the excuses, the reasons why not to, and delaying. And once you say yes to those creations, you are going to feel a great amount of support and momentum. Like, it is here to be tapped into. There is a wave of energy really supporting this new earth to be built. And so if you do say yes and you tap in, you are going to feel like, you know, people will come into your life, resources will come into your life. The more you talk about it, you're just going to magnetize the support for the actualization of what it is you feel called to create. And if you think that that's not possible, watch this, go and do it, come back, leave me a comment.
But, and that's not to say that you won't go through any struggles or it won't be hard.
Right.
You might have to go through some healing to shed some of these. You're going to come up against edges. You're going to feel a little uncomfortable. But you're meant to. You're meant to go through this. You're meant to go beyond where you currently are if you're feeling that call. It's your choice. Yeah. You don't have, obviously you don't have to. You don't do anything we're saying. We have free will and we have choice in the matter, and you get to choose what you're going to do, but you're going to feel a lot better. eventually once you go through it. No, it feels so satisfying to start to feel like the things that maybe you've been yearning to create are coming to fruition. Yeah. It's such a satisfying feeling. I can't remember the other thing that I wanted to say. So I think I'm complete on this episode, but it's been a good conversation.
Yeah. And we really just hope that you feel inspired to ask a deeper question. Am I being called to something? And can I look at what needs to be looked at as I feel the fears and the doubts and finally say, okay, what do I need to do to move past them? Because it's an exciting time to be alive and it is filled with opportunity and potential. Love those in your life that might not feel that way as well, but focus on what you can do. And yes, you remembered?
No, I don't. I didn't remember, but what I'm going to say is that, as Erin Dowdy said, living our most authentic life is the way that we do this process. And so if you want to know more about how to do that, we do have many videos speaking about living your authentic life, and specifically speaking about your design and gene keys, human design, astrology. All those tools are wonderful for you to begin to tap into, to really explore and accept yourself in a new, more profound way. So we'll link to one in the end card here.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you everyone for listening. If you have questions, comments, we love all that. Leave them. Thank you, Amanda, for a great conversation. And we'll join you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to your favorite podcast platform or to our YouTube channel so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. Be sure to head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, for the resources mentioned in this episode. Here you can also leave your questions, comments, or feedback so we can create more episodes that you love. And if you'd like to be a guest to share your own awakening journey with our listeners, or you have a business or offering that supports others going through their awakenings, head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, click on Be a Guest, and we'll be in touch. Until next time, take care.